Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and happy, 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 wonderful day before Thanksgiving morning to you. Just first of all, here a little housekeeping. There will not be prayer out at Prayer Mountain today at noon. Of course, there's prayer everywhere. We'll be praying on our phone call right at 12 noon, not 15 minutes after, but 12 noon Central Time. So on the hour, wherever you are, and on the hour, wherever Max is. And next week, I'll be in Israel, and Max will be in Jordan. And let's find out where Max is today. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Good morning, Miss Billy, and good morning, everybody, on this prayer call, all the WWPs. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am in Jordan, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to miss Thanksgiving in the States with Quinn and the kids, but Quinn will be joining me on Sunday here.
Well, praise the Lord. That's when I'm leaving. I'm leaving on Sunday. Actually. How are things going for your meeting that's coming up?
The things are going very, very well today because, you know, I have the day. Right now it's 5 p.m. for me, so I woke up this morning and I got a few things getting ready for the meeting. We still short a little bit, about 15K. But, you know, God will provide. I just can't thank you enough, Miss Billy, and all the WWPs that,
praise
you know,
the
God
Lord.
Is,
I'm sure they're glad to be in on it. That's an important meeting.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I have, I was going to share with you in Bahrain, my goodness, I have a great, great meetings. Folks,
are you talking about the governmental meetings in
Bahrain? Yeah.
Okay,
folks,
Ken, share all you can with us. I know you can't share everything.
All I can, yes, of course.
Because just think of this, Max. We all know you. We're brothers and sisters. We're prayer partners. And whatever you do and whatever God calls any of us to do, we're all a part of it. We're all a part of it.
Amen.
And our
Amen.
Prayers and everything. So give us as much a report as you can, even though it is governmental.
So we have a meeting in Bahrain, and I met two great guys. Now, before I went to Bahrain, I went to Riyadh, to Saudi Arabia. Never been to Saudi Arabia. I'm supposed to fly KLM. My flight was changed, and after my flight was changed to be a Saudi Arabian airline, I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm going to ride that plane. So anyway, I prayed, I got in. We got into Saudi Arabia. We have a good meeting in Saudi Arabia, and then we left the ground there. It was about 2 hours. Then we went to Bahrain. That was actually to continue of what we left in Riyadh to build it up in Bahrain. And that involved Qatar, the country of Qatar. Most of you heard about Qatar and what they do, all these Hamas people, you know, to Gaza and all the leaders of Hamas. They actually initiated over there. There's been a lot of funding, a lot of stuff, you know, going against Israel.
Bad stuff.
To find out, one of the guys in Bahrain, now listen to this, one of the guys in Bahrain was one of the people, he's very rich, was funding Hamas. And you just sit across the table from that person. You're sitting literally across the table. And you talk to him. My goodness. Oh, boy. I probably shouldn't say
that. What were you thinking?
But,
what were you thinking?
Right. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, like, Lord, what is going on here? To find out he's been backing down, and that's why he is in a different country.
He's backing down from the Hamas?
In a way, just he has something supernatural happened to him. And I got this information. I'm going to visit with them more. But see, Miss Billy, God is working. God is putting us in the right place, in the right timing, in the right, he has the right plan. And he's using us, folks. He is using us. We are not, oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Yes.
It's all good. And now, yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, there's a lot. I would really love to just sit down for a couple of hours, maybe more, and say this
let's
is what's
do
going
it.
on. Quinn wanted to
But
hear a
listen to
lot,
this.
and I've been telling her that I wanna. When she gets here, I'll talk to her more, of
Okay,
course, like one on
and
one.
when I see you, when will I see you
Yeah.
again? I don't know.
Oh, I might sneak to
Why don't you
Israel.
come
Who
on
knows?
over? Come on over. But
I'll
listen to
probably
this
come
scripture
and
God
pray
gave
for you.
us. Listen to
Okay.
the scripture. Considering that you're over there and you're part of the State Department action, and you're talking to nations that have been against Israel. Listen to this scripture God gave us last week. Jeremiah 18:7-10. At one moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it. If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will repent of and reverse concerning the evil I plan to bring on it.
Oh, my Lord. And I was there. That was from Bahrain. The prayer call was when I was there. You just can't make
wow.
it up, Miss Billy. You just can't.
No.
God, oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I had never really been conscious of those verses. No, I've read through the Bible, so I'm sure I've read them. But I was not conscious of those verses.
Right. I mean, when he give us a statement and he give us a scripture, we are to meditate on that. There is a lot in it. And it's not like the way we think, oh, I thought it's going to be this, it's going to be that. No, he's telling us what he wanted to tell us, what he wanted us to know.
I think that is very, very pointed and connected.
Very specific.
To
Amen.
Where you
very
are.
Very specific. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely connected to where you are. Wow. So
praise
if everybody
God.
Wonders, well, what about those Abrahamic Accords? Are they right or are they not? That scripture right there answers the question. We're
yeah.
in the time of the judgment of the nations, and it's according to them. What they do.
That's right.
If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent, repent of, and reverse concerning the evil I plan to bring on it. Or,
there you go.
At another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build it up or plant it. If that nation does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, that makes me think about European nations that are turning against Israel. Wow. And our own nation, we've got to keep pro-Israel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question. At any of those tables, did you mention the word Israel?
Yeah. Absolutely. Many times. The map is ready to go. There's a new map. And I was actually shocked. There's more land will be in it. Yeah.
You just think about it. The nations are all being judged. And there's one criteria they're being judged on. How do they treat Israel? And you're a part of it. Max.
Amen.
And so we're a part of it. Because we're all together in this. Wow.
And you know, of course, what's going on here too, a lot of good things, a lot of good things. So tomorrow I'm going to the conference area. I'm going to check the rooms and do some payments for the conference. I don't know how many rooms for the people coming and stuff. But after that, I'm going to the Capitol. I have another meeting in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be about, now the embassy will be closed because of Thanksgiving, but we are meeting because there's a few guys coming just for this. So we will be meeting. We will be meeting elsewhere, you know, in the capital
mm-hmm.
here. But you know, we're moving
Praise
forward.
the Lord.
We're moving forward. Praise the
Well,
Lord.
you're in our prayers, and of course you'll be in our prayer today, and the Lord will see to that. Now, concerning last week, we wanted to make one correction. Quinn agreed on it. Rather than Romans 13:14, it should have been Romans 13:4. And we looked at what Max had written, and she decided, yes, that could be. So Romans 13:4 reads, which it should be, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. And, of course, that fits with the statement before it. It is time to put on the full armor, church. Trump and you, Benjamin, I give you my mighty power, and I am in Jordan too. So that fits. Now, we're coming up on Thanksgiving here. And I want to go, well, I'm just so thankful for this prayer call. I just got up this morning, and I thank God, I am so thankful for this prayer call that we get to be a part of. I'm, first of all, thankful for God that he meets with us like this. You talk about meetings. Here Max is over there in such amazing meetings. But it's not nearly as amazing as the fact that we've got a meeting with God.
Amen.
Every Wednesday.
Amen.
Every Wednesday. Amen. And Max tells the State Department, I'm not doing anything on Wednesday. I got my prayer call. So, priority. And think about it. You might have a president, a meeting with the Prince of Bahrain, but that's not nearly so high as having an appointment with the creator of the universe who made the heavens, sea, and skies, and all that in them is. Oh, glory.
Thank
now,
you.
Last week, I want to talk about something that came on our prayer call because it has to do with Thanksgiving. And it has to do with this prayer call. Now, he gave the scripture, John 13:7. What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand hereafter or later. That's the scripture. Then here's the statement. In fact, God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked in this prayer. That's this prayer call. We don't even know all what we asked because we're praying in tongues. But he gives a statement. God is doing more than you asked or imagined. See, we couldn't even imagine it to call it in our own tongue. God is doing more than you asked or imagined. Why? Because you asked in this prayer. And then he gives the scripture, Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Now here's the next statement, underlined. Stay ready for the next move. Not to miss what God is doing. The key is to pray with my friend and prophet. So he, in both those statements, told us that what he is doing, that it's exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, this prayer call is a part of it. This prayer call right here. Hallelujah. And then he gives us Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with Thanksgiving. So, let us thank God together for this prayer call. Let us do that right now. Father, I am so thankful. Everybody just do it. It doesn't matter. Go ahead and talk if you want to, Max. Oh, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for this prayer call. I'm so thankful that you spoke to Brother Billy Edgar and you had him call a prayer. had them call a prayer. And we joined, unbeknownst to each other. And then you worked your wonderful, wonderful work of giving us tongues and interpretation in a special, glorified, end of days way it was designed to operate, tongues and interpretation prayer. Oh, Father. Father, 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 I just can't thank you enough. I just can't thank you enough for Brother Max, his faithfulness. He's faithful. He's faithful to I thank you for everything you've done in his life. But I want to just thank you that he puts this prayer call above even the call of the United States or Jordan. My Jesus, praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Thank you, Lord. And I want to praise you and thank you for every person. Some of them get up out of bed so early. Those west of us, Lord, they have to get up so early. And I know you honor it. But I want to honor it right now. And thank God for them. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I want to thank you for every person that, oh, Sabanakaya, that dials in, hallelujah, that prays, that gives their all. They're not just spectators. They don't just wait until the interpretation comes, but they join with all their hearts, and that's why you are able to do more than we can imagine or think. And I want to thank you, Holy One, for united prayer. When they prayed in the Bible united, the building literally shook. And I know that when we pray, kingdoms shake. I know that when we pray, demons are shaken out of their strongholds. And Father, I want to thank you that we have united authority. That all together we can pray in a united way, and we can have the authority that protects our president and that helps him and all of the administration in Jesus' name. And now I want us folks to join in the prayer of authority. And I always begin my prayers giving thanks to the Father for what Colossians reveals. And I'm going to, this is what I remember years ago doing the Word of Faith magazine for Brother Hagin's ministry. And the lesson on Thanksgiving was, give thanks to God for what he tells you to give thanks for. And so in Colossians, he tells us what to give thanks for. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So, Father, we thank you together that you qualified us to share in the marvelous inheritance of the saints in the light. And we want to thank you for delivering us, rescuing us from the domain, from the control of darkness, and transferring us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. You redeemed us. You bought us back out of that dark kingdom. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We're so thankful for that redemption, so thankful for forgiveness of sins, so thankful. I'm thankful every single morning I wake up that the devil has no control over me. Oh, Jesus, I'm thankful. Oh, Father, I'm thankful. Spirit of the living God, we just praise the Lord for your part in our redemption. Holy One of Israel. And now, Father, we thank you for the authority of the believer. and that we can rule and reign, for you said so in Romans 5:17. They who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, you have caused our brother Max to walk among kings. He's seen the pomp and the circumstance, the rich rugs and the housing, the castles, the palaces, places of government. You caused him to walk in it. But, oh, Lord, it's nothing compared to reigning as a king in the kingdom of God. And, Holy Father, we will not allow the devil dominance today. For we come out as a prayer force, a company, a man, one man. We come out together in the name above every name, Yehovah Yeshua, Jesus. We come out in the name above every name, and we do say and proclaim to the kingdom of darkness, you're under our feet. For the God of our Lord Jesus Christ has given unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him according to this power, resurrection power, which he wrought in Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet, hallelujah, and gave him head over a body over all things, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy and for his great love for what he loved us, when he quickened the head, he quickened the body together with him. When he raised the head, he raised the body together with and in him. When he seated the head, he seated the body together with and in him. And I do say unto you, we say unto you, as a man, Satan, down to the lowest level devil, you cease and desist in your activity, manifestation, operations, evil plans against the President of the United States of America and his family and every person that God put in office in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those persons in Washington, D.C. that are stationed there, those persons that are throughout every community that God put in office, in the name above every name, we say you cease and desist in your manifestations against them. We cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You cannot cross that bloodline. You cannot bring evil to their spirits, souls, or bodies in the name of Yahweh Yeshua. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we command and demand that you stay away from our own homes, the people here on this prayer call, our families, our loved ones. In the name of Jesus, we place the blood of Jesus over their heads. You'll not speak to them today. Your plans will fall to the ground. Your plans concerning the United States will fall to the ground. Your plans concerning our domains, wherever our domain is, in Billy Brim's realmdom, I call your plots and plans to the ground in Jesus' name. Aborted. All your plans aborted in Jesus' holy name. Oh, my Father, to know the power of unity, and our prayers are in unity. And Father, we thank you for commending our prayer call and for encouraging us. You encouraged us last week when you told us that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above, and that even the key to a great move of God, this prayer call, this prayer unit that you have raised up, is a part of it. That is very, very humbling, Lord. Very, very humbling. And we are. We don't make anything much of ourselves, Lord. But we do acknowledge what you have made of us. We do acknowledge that you have given us authority. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Si pando nukwa, si pando nukwa avi no janda nakoroku bambi. Megorogombi kalakaka an sinino nombre. Ishanto do goho fangoro goho papito makala kora manika. Oh, Pafakalaila. Pafakalaila, Pafakalaila. Mo brata shande de goho bakya no ka. Kibala tohoro kumbakala ki kaka manoti. Pasto dobri, pasto dobri kasha na kopa. Le pala kahataya na kole vesa. Pe kala kala kanya na teto. Pe tini pansyo ta fakola mi. Eshalama, eshanyani. Kasaka tega baha, ankapata kahashaka. Isata te koso shiange ni koppa kalayana. Eko lo kombakka lakayana kahala komprete di kafra. Oh, balatita, balatita, balatita. Mi dujwa shanto kafra katinyo. Oh, rapetaya, rapetaya, rapetaya. Kovidi kuhujwa? Shine kwara kadivara kanga? My father, oh, mamosita, mamosita. Pivare hujwa, tene komba vita, tione komri katito. Pakolo kohale kambra hapfashko dolce di godoshka. Ishine kahai, malatotia, malatotia. Krivanya no qua, mastiono no no, pika la cambratie. Ijata go la cambra hedica frai, attonia ne qua. Vetiono cotonge ne godosca tancetie. Rivara hoscende ne co brava cai annotina ca attito. Givela doho shwende ne ko brakti ana kohru ko bene na kahra kayan de ne ko toshka dabri katika lakka bala kom brabi ne ne kwa. Yene kwa halakanga ale ka vinyo no kora ka dinyo no kora ka tishka. Isha to masko to che, masko to che, masko to che. Givele doho shwa. Asankoro kotele kampanka, kalito, 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 kafrange ne kotoshka. Kreda la kai, kreda la kai, kreda la kai. Giba la tai, nangara kada ashaka, para kada ashanka ta kopeka. Mashkoto prikitika hafa. Ituko ora kopre. Mene kahalaila. Odibanye, odibanye, odibanye. Bafrotish kwa danche de koto isha kapreka te kalaka. Isha na makwa shote de kabrakti frakatonje de kubwa. Mitulu kubidaga. Mitukulu kabaraka daha pakian. Kafika de gohle ke breta, krebe gita ka shanto to ko jenge. Mili duho shua to mene kwaya, tale kanga balakaya. Krivanyo no kuhuru ko denye ni kwale ko dele ko breketai. E jene ko to brikiti ka frakata halian, do brikiti ka halai. No, oh father, si brato maki. O shede kohuru kompampa le kokoto bamante e jete frescianto lo copre e veliato lo combre ca fraction nasi alia care campo ti affetto e shanto da che Prashanto frakirion to balakaya nakalakabi nyono korokoka jene matutu du gobora kafraga de kongre kale kobre kiato rogodosh afriko mishtianto 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 kafrika amina kahalakaya nakahalakapra Isha de kohora kompre keti ke dehisha. Give la dubra ka farako debre kangara ka deshe to brike te ka lakaiya na kohoro kompamba. Give la dubra ka biato to koraka li kangara ka teshke. E jene mutua farako li kongara ka dede kambrakya na koto de kopak. Maletai, maletai, maletai. Maletai fungo, maletai fungo. Griba, nyono koro kodoro kota, brika de kadashka dam, brika de kadashka ta prekya fakanya. Mi tolo ko brihi barakan koro kodeje ka praktya no no ko brika tapa. Mi shton, tolo koro kongangara kodeje shakom, brika de kifra. Elebre-toi, elebre-toi, elebre-toi. Bili koho rakataya na koho rakoda vrakatishka tanche de kotoho shakapa. Mito loko priktata ka frakata koho loko mbrangjana koho rakadidika. Ebeli sota, ebeli sota. No, no, mangotita. Mangotita, 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 mangotita. Palitoto. Pali tota fia. Emene qua. Emene kito ka freto na kie. Beshe nemene ko pakalito. Kie nini kale kakora vrati ashkonje. E nini nini yanto ka priato la ni. Asha de kora kodoshka tapra. Kafrika de kohole kanga. Asegoro go brehe di ka mbrokyo na kotoho shok kaprika di ka halai. Ika frato da go bre shanto ro kotoho shok kaprika di ka tanche di kotoshka. Manso. Manso palia, manso palia, frondi no kwa. Ije di go bre vredonye ni kwa, brakala ka venye ni kwa. E je ne me dueri o do, ba la tifra gala ka gara kai, e na kora kodi di kababra, di le gombre, di di kabra. Stiano, stiano mica fandi, i di le kambra, o le petanya ne qua fra calito, e bre fagnor, tasca d'ange ne go dambra. Crivagno to, crivagno comangi la dohusha. Paka la katatoko obi inini ka halai halai halai. Gile godora ka danche. Ti krakalito toko jangara ka dishka tabre. E vele dora kon brevri aton. Yene kwa hala kappa de kope. Yene kora kota de kon kabra. Shatora manaka. Motoliko hulaka. E li copre fra cora manani e ne cohoro codosca tabrica te calacca. Mistio to copre che te cafrai. Mistio copre che te che hile capa. E se to cora pitia na cora manacchia. Chile cohoro codore copre fra che te hisantor codosca tabrica te da. A sobre mia. A sobre mia kafke, a sobre mia kafke dunjwa. Mantio no kopa. Mistubri dva, oje, a jone kwa, tale kompreti avra kontenci di gotoshka. Ile mtueri ono no kwa, e fakatish gotopre. Milotopre, milotopre, fritanyo. Oh, Father, you're so good. Makila tevre me qua. Ishini kumpura fatenye ni kwa kalikabra. Isana kuhu famile din yini kwa ini kwa le kovebri kankoro godabri. Mes kodobri ke le taf galon yini kwa kone kotili kabra kambalindo yini kwa. Ishini metura malitanya no kovri kandanya yini kwa. Ishini no kovri. Ma kolo putere. Ishana makfa. Paskudanyi. Tandele gabra kale kamrere. Donyi ni kwa. Sina nombre. Sina nombre, sina nombre, sina nombre. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Praise the Lord, go back to Fanny and Iqua. Dobrefa. Dobrefa, Konya and Iqua. Praise the Lord, go break the Gabraction, go to the Gubrection, go to the Kaflan, go to the Nosh, go to the Gubrema. Ishana motwe. Malegora kadaishka danche de gomba. Nikale menikwa shotebre kita. Kavidonya ne kakala danye nikwa. Ishete kohora. Moski danye ne kohola kabratya. Ma coloco prete fracania. Mishko to prete di caha. Gevele hore compre che di caha lacca. E di compre fra di scatance di coto hoja capre che di coto ungembre. Isatoria manacaia nacaha. Kribataya nakaya. Kribati kohora kongara kataya shatya na kotoshka ta prikati ta fai. Kime na kwa. Banyo na kwa. Ho, shite kahai. Bribra nakya. Privanakya noka ala gangabi le de de kobra bala kondiasko donje de kotoshka da brika de kadacha. Ikashka to brika de kadaka ala kangambri te de kombrekti brika dashka donje de kotoshka. Priskato, priskato, priskato. Kevrogodenya ne kwala kondiana kotodo kupra katinya ne kodo kotoshka. Tepri kotombri katya noka. Mas kombri kitika. Mas kombri kitiko frondye. Ede bonjwa. Shtenya ne kopra. Shtenya ne kopra mika. Kabitanya ne kwa. Budojwa. Budojwa vakya. Budujwa fangto no kopri kata kolo kombratya na koto do kopri kya frakonje de kotoshwa. Isata kope. Isata kope sakaton pepe anto do kopatya. Ese koto kompri kya na koto hoshakta na kopra. Kala kabrekya frandeshke. Maletonia na kwe frai. Anya na kwerio, na kata kapidio. Ashetio na koramanai, asheto na koramanai, brangye de kopa. Kyubra brandjersko donjorgo blitia, ele makwa hashantorgo prekere komprakya de kapashka. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, you are so good. Privandono koshka, bragevaliandolo ko bratia. Mitwa nokahafai. Oh, shandakalita. Shandakalita, shandalakita, shandalakita. Brivagno, peccolo combe, ejato. Sabre katuko frahale konga. Oh, matito, makanga. Kiliko toske de brikatai. Ika la kamra kadukonga ragadashka da brikatakatanje. Kimene kwa. Oh, Father, I could never say thank you enough for what you've done for me personally. Oh, Father, my God, my Father, I want to just praise you with these words from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within thee, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgave all my sins. He healed all my diseases. He redeemed my life from the pit. He crowns me with chesed and mercy. He satisfies me with good, so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Oh Lord, I could never praise you enough for what you've done for me these years. Oh Father of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. And praise your name for what you've done for Brother Max. You redeemed him from the pit. You redeemed his life from the pit, and mine as well. And everyone on this call, you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for giving us peace. Peace, peace like the
Amen.
rainbow. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Praise the
Praise.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
the
Huh.
Lord. A
Thank
time,
you, Lord.
wonderful time of Thanksgiving.
Oh, my Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27:14.
I love it.
Statement. Seeking guidance and wisdom. Seeking guidance and wisdom this morning you can make improved you can make improved decisions. You can make improved decisions and become better or better. Navigate the complexity. Navigate the complexity of the
Complexity?
world. Well, complexity.
Yeah, complexity.
Complexity. Okay. Navigate the complexity of the world. Okay. I'll read it again. Seeking guidance and wisdom this morning, you can make improved decisions with an S. You can make improved decisions and become better. Navigate complexity of the world.
The
And
world is a
that is the
complex place, in other words. It's a complex place, and you have to navigate through it. So, by seeking his
Oh.
guidance and wisdom, we can navigate the complexity of the world better.
Praise the Lord. Another new word for Max this morning. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12:28. 1 Corinthians 12:28. You could hear me all right, right? Because I'm having
Oh,
you on
very.
speaker. I
I'm
don't have
hearing
my
you very
earbud.
well.
Okay. So 1 Corinthians 12:28. Then the Lord give us Habakkuk or Habakkuk 20:19. 20 verse 19, 1:9. Let's see here. Next statement. This one is underlined. All of it is underlined. And it reads like this. I will guide you always. I will guide you always in my name. I will guide you always in my name. I will remind you. I will remind you. I am the Spirit. I will remind you, I am the Spirit of truth. I am the Spirit of truth. I am the Lord your God. That is the statement. I'll read it again. I will guide you always. I will guide you always in my name. I will remind you. I am the Spirit of truth. I am the Lord your God. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. Next is scriptures here. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:30 and 31. Proverbs 11:30 and 31. 31. All right. Next statement is not underlined and read like this. Strengthen your heart and mind. Strengthen your heart and mind to get through this change. Strengthen your heart and mind to get through this change. Praying with my prophet and friend. Praying with my prophet and friend to keep your motivation. Yeah, to keep your motivation, encouragement, and peace. To keep your motivation, encouragement, and peace. All right, I'll read it again.
Just a minute.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh.
strengthen your heart and mind to get through this change, praying with my prophet and friend to keep your motivation, encouragement, and peace. That is the statement.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next is Lamentations. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Psalm 34, 8. Psalm 34, 8. Galatians, with a G, Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. All right. Next statement. This one is underlined. And read like this. Your Lord. Oh, that's solid. Okay. Your Lord is solid. S-O-L-I-D. Solid ground, yeah? It is solid ground. Okay. Your Lord is solid ground. Let your minds fully, F-U-L-L-Y, fully embrace. Let your minds fully embrace the picture, yeah, the picture I, the Lord, paints, P-A-I-N-T-S, paints of myself through my words, with an S. Okay, I'm going to read it again. I'll try to do better here. Praise the Lord. Your Lord is solid ground. Let your minds fully embrace the picture I, the Lord, paints of myself through my words. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. You got this, Miss Billy, right? You had it
yes,
down?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to move along here. 1 Corinthians 10:4. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Matthew 21:42. Matthew 21:42. Okay, next statement is not underlined, and it reads like this. You should never fear. Rather, you should shout praise for the security I give you. Wait in watchful hope. Wait in watchful hope. You are not shaken, church. Wait in watchful hope. You are not shaking, church. All right, I'll read it again. You should never fear. You should never fear. Rather, you should shout praise for the security I give you. For the security I give you. Wait in watchful hope. Wait in watchful hope. You are not shaken, church. That is the statement. Okay, next scriptures here. The first one is Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4. Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 31, 3. Psalm 31, 3. Isaiah 26, 4. Isaiah 26, 4. So Deuteronomy 32, 3 and 4, Psalm 31, 3, Isaiah 26, 4. Next statement is underlined. So this one is underlined. And it reads like this. Stay rooted and wait. Stay rooted and wait in hope. In hope for my work. For my work. Tell me you care. Tell me you care. Pour your heart. Tell me you care. Pour your heart to me. Pour your heart to me. Just agree. I will make your way great today. He's talking to somebody. Okay. I'll read it again. This statement is all underlined. Stay rooted and wait. Stay rooted and wait in hope for my work. Tell me you care. Pour your heart to me. Just agree. I will make your way great today.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right, Samuel. Oh, I think it's, yeah, First Samuel 2, verses 2 and 3. First Samuel 2, verses 2 and 3. First Peter 2, verse 6. First Peter 2, 6. Psalm 78:35. Psalm 78:35. Next statement. Half of it is underlined. I'll let you know. I think the end of it is underlined. So read like this. You are praising God with your whole heart. You are praising God with your whole heart. It may seem like a small thing. It may seem like a small thing. But, now the underlined part here, after the word but, beauty, it affects. Everything.
Can you spell that? But it is, and then what's the next word?
But it affects
Spell that.
effects, effects.
Okay, it affects. All right.
Okay, yeah. It affects. This is two words, right? It affects. Yeah, it's two words.
But
Everything.
it
Yeah,
affects.
it. Correct. But it affects.
Now, is that an EFFECTS or AFFECTS?
No, E.
Okay.
I don't know if it's even the right spelling or not. God knows, you know. Okay. Everything you do, it affects everything you do the most. Oh, fundamental. Wow. The most fundamental things you can do as followers of Jesus. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. So the non-underlined part from the beginning, you are praising God with your whole heart. It may seem like a small thing, but now the underlined part. Start with it. It affects everything you do, the most fundamental things you can do as followers of Jesus. And that is the statement. Let's see here. Hebrews 13, verse 15, 1-5. Hebrews 13, 1-3, verse 15, 1-5. James, the book of James, 5, 13, 1-3. James 5, 13. 2 Samuel 22, 50. That's up there. 2 Samuel 22, verse 50. Psalm 103, verse 2. Didn't you say Psalm 103 earlier? I don't know if you're praying or something. Okay, I think I heard you
I
say
may
that.
have. I said, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I'm sure I did.
yeah, yeah.
I did, for sure.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Psalm 103, too. Okay, next statement. Okay, I'll repeat the verses here. I'm sorry. Hebrews 13, 15, James 5, 13, 2 Samuel 22, verse 50, Psalm 103, verse 2. Okay, next statement here. Yeah, it's not underlined, but read like this. I started before you. I started before you. Before you were born. I started before you were born, not only I place you all, I place you all on earth to love on. Yeah, to love on. Oh, and to love on. You, to love on you. To love on you. I placed you here to prosper in my, to prosper in my original purpose. Original purpose and plan for you. Okay, I'll read it again. I started before you were born. I started before you were born. Not only I place you all on earth to love on you, not only I place you all on earth to love on you. I place you here. I place you here to prosper in my original purpose and plan for you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That was the statement.
Wonderful.
Okay, next here is Hebrews, the book of Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Jeremiah 29:11. We all know this one, Jeremiah 29:11. Next statement is underlined. Next statement, oh yeah, this is the last statement. Okay, it's underlined. And read like this. So this statement is all underlined. Everything written in my book has meaning. Everything written in my book has meaning. So that mankind would, so that mankind would never be lost. So that mankind would never be lost. Understanding the meaning of my work. Understanding the meaning of my work for you. For you through my word, which I designed, 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 which I designed to touch your heart, which I designed to touch your hearts, with an S, hearts. That is the statement. I'll read it again. Everything written in my book has meaning so that mankind would never be lost. Understanding the meaning of my work for you. Understanding the meaning of my work for you. Through my word, which I designed to touch your hearts. That is a statement. Okay, last scripture here, Psalm 3, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 3, verses 1 through 3. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. Beginning with a verse from one of my favorite psalms. We'll see which one it is. I think I can guess. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Seeking guidance and wisdom this morning, you can make improved decisions and become better. Navigate the complexity of the world. 1 Corinthians 12:28. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Habakkuk or Habakkuk 20:19. There is no Habakkuk 20.
Okay. What did I give you? 21?
20:19. That's what I wrote. I'm not sure that's what you gave.
About 2:19. I'm not sure here. If it's not,
okay.
We'll move on. We'll pray about it. I'll send pictures.
I don't think that's it. That's talking about idols.
Oh.
Woe to him who says to a wooden thing, awake. Is the book Habakkuk right?
Habakkuk. Habakkuk, yeah. Habakkuk, isn't that it?
Yeah. Habakkuk.
Yeah.
No. We could go on and figure it out later.
Yeah,
I'm sure we will
send,
figure it out. We always do figure it out, yeah. If it doesn't fit, you know, that's the way of interpreting the Bible. If your interpretation, I'm talking when you're reading the written word. If some preacher gets up and preaches something that doesn't seem to fit, check it out. Because the word's in harmony. So we'll just check this out, and like last week, we'll find out what it is. But now we're going to move on. Okay, underlined. I will guide you always in my name. I will remind you, I am the Spirit of Truth. I am the Lord your God. Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no guidance, the people fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety. Now, or deliverance. Now, here he said, I will remind you, I am the Spirit of Truth. Whenever I see this word, in abundance of counselors, there is safety, it always made me wonder because, just a minute here, I'm doing something. Because you can get all mixed up listening to abundance of counselors. But in Psalm 119, there is a word which there is a scripture which says, Thy words, O Lord, are my counsel. Bless the Lord. See if I can find it. Are my counselors. So he's talking about himself. You get abundance of counsel from him. Bless the Lord.
Miss Billy,
Proverbs,
I think I found.
Yes.
I think it's
okay.
Habakkuk 2, 19 and 20.
Okay, Habakkuk 2, 19
two.
And 20.
I
Habakkuk
believe
2.
Because I'm looking at the dots and lines here. Yeah, try that.
Oh, no, that doesn't make sense. Habakkuk 2:20 would make sense. But you could do, I'll read 19 and 20.
Okay.
Woe to him who says to a piece of wood, awake, to a mute stone, arise. And that is your teacher, but it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there's no breath at all inside it. But verse 20, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
Okay.
So,
you know, I'm
going to,
I'll send the, I'll send a picture and we'll pray about it. You guys figure it out. Praise the Lord. Yeah,
we'll, all right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Probably already getting texts, people saying what they think it is. But
I'm getting some already. I'm getting some, yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out later. Right now, let's go on and give attention to what's coming up. Proverbs 11, 30 and 31. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. If the righteous will be rewarded in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Strengthen your heart and mind to get through this change. Praying with my prophet and friend to keep your motivation, encouragement, and peace. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. The hesed of the Lord never ceases. And remember, that means obligation to keep covenant. He'll never, never stop that. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Galatians 3:26 and 27. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now underlined, your Lord is solid ground. Let your minds fully embrace the picture I, the Lord, paints of you, of myself, through my words. 1 Corinthians 10:4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was the anointed one. That's better than reading Christ. That rock was the Messiah, the anointed one. Hallelujah. Matthew 21:42. Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief stone, the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. See, he's called the rock. In 1 Corinthians 10:4, he's called the stone. In Matthew 21:42, that is solid ground. Hallelujah. You should never fear. Rather, you should shout praise for the security I give you. Wait in watchful hope. You are not shaken, church. Deuteronomy 32:3 and 4. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, and that word is Jehovah. Ascribe greatness to our God, and that word is Elohim. The rock, his word is perfect. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity or injustice. Just and upright is he. Here he's called the rock. Psalm 31:3. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. The Jews and the Bible place much emphasis on different words for rock, always calling him the rock, the solid ground. And here the rock is Selah. I think in the one above, it probably was another word, but we'll see. Isaiah 26:4. Trust the Lord, and that's Jehovah, forever. For the Lord, Jehovah, God, Jehovah, uses that word twice here, Jehovah, Jehovah. That means to the nth degree is an everlasting rock. And here it's the word Tzur, T-Z-U-R, Tzur. So before it used the word Selah, Selah, and here it uses the word Tzur. So the point is, he's solid ground. I mean, you're built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's solid, solid ground. That's ground that cannot be shaken. Now, underlined. Stay rooted and wait in hope for my work. Tell me you care. Pour your heart to me. Just agree. I will make your way great today. 1 Samuel 2, 2 and 3. First Samuel. Now, why is my computer did a crazy thing? First Samuel 2:2-3. It is going to 3 John. Why would it do that?
Okay.
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna. I'll get around. I got it another way. I got it another way. Okay. There is none holy like the Lord, Jehovah. There is none beside you. There is no rock, and here at Tzur, T-Z-U-R, like our God Elohim. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come forth from your mouth, for the Lord Jehovah is a God, L-E-L, of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:6. For it stands in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious stone, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame or confounded or disappointed. Oh, my goodness. It's talking about how solid, what a solid base for our faith. Hallelujah. He is our rock. Psalm 78:35. They remembered that God was their rock, the Most High God, their Redeemer. Hallelujah. Oof, what emphasis. You are praising God with your whole heart. It may seem like a small thing, but it affects everything you do. The most fundamental things you can do as followers of Jesus, and beginning with the word, now, he spelled it E-F-F-E-C-T-S. Effects, E-F-F-E-C-T-S, is what happens after you have a cause, then you have an effect. But to affect is A-F-F-E-C-T. So what I do, we have a man that works for us, and he's a very qualified editor in his own right. He edited for the Assemblies of God. He said he's going to buy me a T-shirt that says, I am correcting your grammar. Because I do that. That's the way I am. That's the way I was trained. That's the way I worked as an editor. So, like, for instance, here, what I will do, it affects, I'll write that down, and then I'll put in parentheses, affects everything you do. Sometimes if there's an S on something and I feel it shouldn't be there in the proper way, I write it down the way Max gave it, and then I put a parenthesis around the S. That's just for my own satisfaction. So here's the, either way you spell it, this is the meaning. You are praising God with your whole heart. It may seem like a small thing, but it affects everything you do. The most fundamental things you can do as followers of Jesus. Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips, giving thanks to his name. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. James 15:13. James 5:13.
Yes.
Is there any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22:50. For this, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. Don't you just love having these scriptures pointed out to us from the Lord himself? Oh, I just love it. Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh my, the benefits. And then it lists them. He forgives all our sins. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from the pit. He crowns us with chesed and mercy. Satisfies us with good, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Those are the benefits. But the scripture he pointed out to us is, don't forget those benefits. Oh, don't you just love this statement, next coming? I started before you were born.
Yes.
Not only I place you all on earth to love on you, I place you here to prosper in my original purpose and plan for you. Oh, my goodness. You could meditate that one statement all the day long and just thank God for it. And praise him and get happy. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for peace, shalom, and not of evil. To give you, King James says, an expected end. Other translations say to give you a future and a hope.
No.
Underlined. Everything written in my book has meaning, so that mankind would never be lost. Understanding the meaning of my work for you through my word, which I designed to touch your hearts.
Wow.
You know, in these last two statements, he's talking about his purpose for mankind, his original purpose for mankind. That purpose is going to be realized through the coming ages, through eternities. We have a kind of a parenthetical time period right here. And that parenthetical time period is Adam's fall, and then God redeems us and gets it all straightened out, and really back to the beginning again, because he's going to have his original purpose for mankind. This 7-day, 7,000-year period, it's just a blip on the screen to God. There's an original purpose for mankind, and we're coming into it. We're going to come into it when the sin problem is all settled and the earth is redeemed back and everything. He'll just start right over, and he'll have the way he designed it, and it's really all in his word. Psalm 3:1-3. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I want to propose something to you. That I think you could say that, oh Lord, how many are mankind's foes? You know, God made mankind in the first place that he wouldn't fall. That's what he just got through saying for us. So I'm going to read it like this. Oh Lord, now this is taking my, you know, my leisure. This is what I think. If he's talking about all mankind, let's think of it like this. O Lord, how many are mankind's foes? Many are rising against mankind. Many are saying of mankind, there's no salvation for him in God. But you, O Jehovah, you're a shield around mankind. You're the glory and the lifter of the head. In other words, his original plan is going to be his original purpose and plan for you, mankind. The last two statements, I started before you were born. Not only I place you all on earth to love on you. That's his purpose for mankind. He made us to love. Yeah. I place you here to prosper. In my original purpose and plan for you, that's God's will. He made mankind to prosper. He had a work for mankind.
Amen.
Look in the next statement. Underlined. Everything written in my book has meaning so that mankind would never be lost. Understand the meaning of my work for you. There's a work for mankind. And that's going to be realized in the eternity to come. I see much in this. I see much in this. I see much in this.
Thank you, Lord.
He did mention you all. I placed you all on earth to love on you. Mankind.
All of us.
Now the enemy, here, he's the foe to all mankind. But I could tell you right now, God is shielding us, mankind, and we're going to come into the work and the plan and purposes of God for mankind, and it's going to be so fun working throughout eternity in the original purposes God had in mind before Adam fell. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We trust in him. Now, I hope you don't mind me using a little bit of a personal thing here. Shelley lives across the road from me. Her phone has been working in and out. She's got some problems with it. So I'm going to send her a personal message right now. Her son, Cody, and his family are here at my house. They came in from Edmond, Oklahoma, and got here last night. I'm going to go and make a breakfast for them right now. So rather than trust a message to Shelley, I know she's on this call, and her text messages haven't always been getting through. So Shelley, come on over, and we'll start breakfast, and then we'll have a wonderful breakfast around the table with the kids, and then I'll come back and meet you here at 12 noon. Shalom, shalom.
Ms. Philly?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention two things. Tony is coming to our church. He's taking over the service this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. So join Tony at 10:30 a.m. in downtown Minneapolis at Yeshua Love
okay.
Hills. And then he'll be coming to Jordan and Israel. Tonight at 6:30, we are not going to have service in downtown Minneapolis, but I will be on Facebook at 6:30 p.m. for a few minutes. I'm not sure if it's going to be 5 or 10 minutes.
So your church members will be able to. They won't go downtown tonight, but they will
no.
go online tonight. Is that right?
Well, that is correct. Just go online tonight. It's Thanksgiving
okay.
Eve, and people need to rest and get ready for the meals tomorrow.
That's right.
Praise God.
I'm quite sure they're not having a service in Collinsville tonight as well at Chip's Church because everybody's getting ready for a Thanksgiving tomorrow. All right, guys.
All right.
We
we'll
will
see you,
see you right back here at noon or on the hour for you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.